Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caraco, Petey Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean and the world at large. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Today I will be speaking to the Chief Procurement Officer, Mr. Terence Victor. He will hear no stranger to us here on Inside Finance, and he'll be telling us all of what's happening there and procuring, getting things for government, making sure that government not wasting money and making sure that we're getting the right price and nobody thiefing government money. Anyway, you're going to tell us all about that. I have some questions for him, and I'm sure you're going to share some great information with us. Hi, welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Terence Victor. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you, Pastor Simon. And it's quite a pleasure to be on your program once again for the second time.
Yeah, you were here late last year?
Yes, I think it was last November I've been here.
How have you been doing since?
Yes, we've been moving along pretty nicely with the implementation of public procurement in Grenada, something quite new, so we are taking it step by step.
Mm. Well, at least since we last spoke, I'm sure a lot has happened, even with government and with procurement. How has things been going, though, since we last spoke generally?
Yeah, well, since we last spoke, we went further into more education of the public and our main accountable officers on the main requirements of the Act. We visited the various ministries and departments, and we spoke to even some of the statutory bodies on the requirements of the Act, which they must adhere to in rarely procuring their goods, works, and services.
Just a matter of update for persons. A new Act was passed when?
Yes, that Act was passed since in 2014, but real and full implementation began in 2016.
Right, and since that implementation, there are persons who may be listening and said, well, what really is government procurement? I know procurement is procuring things, but explain to them what your department does.
Right, our department is a sort of regulatory body for supervision of the public procurement system, right? Government has passed the Act, and we are there in conjunction with the board and other key stakeholders in making sure that the procurement, which is really the purchase of government goods, works, and services, is done in a manner that is transparent, that is fair, competitive, all in accordance as prescribed by the Procurement Act.
And so that all has to do with how government operates and what government does in helping persons who purchase for government or government purchase for, that is done transparently and fairly.
Yes, government, as you may know, is the biggest purchaser, whether you regard vehicles, furniture, all sorts of items government purchase, not just goods but services also. We purchase security services, janitorial services, consultancy services. And in addition to that, of course, government undertakes a lot of construction works, buildings and roads and bridges. Now, how do we get this done? How do we arrive at the supplier of those goods, works, and services? How do we get the contractor? There is a process, according to the Act, that you should follow, so that at the end of the day, government gets its fair value for money spent.
So at the end of the day, is value for money.
Value for money. You get the right supplier, you get the right item, it's done at the right time. Everything has to be in the right manner.
When you look at all that government have been doing, where are we when it comes to the implementation of the Procurement Act?
Yes, well, at this time, we are into something very significant, according to the Act. right? According to the Act, there's certain information that must be made public, right, in government procuring its goods, works, and services. And we are in the process of making this key information available to all and sundry. For example, the notices of tender or notices of a bid has to be publicized. So we have established a website, and we are in the process of putting out that information so that all suppliers, all contractors would see this information at the same time, and they each have an opportunity to submit a bid, submit an offer for that particular work.
So it is no longer a matter of one or two persons knowing about a bid and quickly going and submit for it, and therefore before somebody hear about it, it's gone.
Right. No, no, no. We're not into that anymore. We are to publicize according to the Act so that everyone has a fair and equal opportunity to partake.
Right. So once you qualify in terms of, you then can make yourself available to bid on the project, meeting the standard that is required by...
Certainly, certainly. There's various requirements depending on what has been procured. There are certain requirements you would have to adhere to in order to move on in the process. There would have to be an evaluation committee that would sit and look at all the offers that have been made and decide on which one they think would be the best to provide that work.
So give me a list of some of the things that government seek procurement for, or things that go out and bid. Well, tell us some of the things.
Almost everything, and all works, regardless of whether it is a bridge, buildings, government builds schools, they build bridges, roads, and even the drains, and so many of these construction works have to be publicized. Right, but government also purchases goods. You may know vehicles, furniture, various machinery, various other items, and government has, according to the Act, we have to publicize that information so that all the suppliers, even not just in Grenada but throughout the region and even the wider world, would have an opportunity.
Are you serious?
Sell it. Yes.
So hold on a minute. So government making this information available, persons out, suppliers outside of Grenada can also bid for?
Oh yes, they can. Nothing is preventing them from submitting a bid to government to provide whatever they're seeking.
So is that also persons from the Caribbean or outside of the Caribbean?
Caribbean and outside of the Caribbean.
So anybody anywhere in the world, if they see a government bid, they can come and bid for it.
That's correct.
Does that include construction work too?
Yes, it includes construction work.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is open to, if you're a supplier from whichever part of the world, you are open and free to submit a bid. Now, in evaluation, and if you're fully qualified and all the other administrative work and processes that will take place after that is something else. But no one is preventing anyone from submitting a bid.
But is there preference to person who live in Grenada, or person who do business in Grenada, or persons who operate as a trader in Grenada? Will there be preference to such persons?
Only in certain circumstances. The Act make provision for those.
Such as?
For one, if it is a construction that is being done in the community, and the suppliers or the people in the community are able to provide that construction, the access, then they should have the preference to do that first and foremost. If there is something that the particular requirement is from a developing industry, some industry that just start to develop, the access, well, you can give that developing industry some preference. But except for those, it's open to all and sundry, and I don't see any anything in the Act that prevents us outsiders from winning a contract.
Well, I think why it is surprising to me, because I would think in a country where unemployment is the way it is, I would think that if a government which belongs to the people of Grenada Therefore, preference should be given to if there are persons, let's say there are 9 persons who bid, and 6 of the persons out of Grenada and the other 3 is outside. I would think the preference would be given first to the 6 persons who are bidding from Grenada.
The Act does not speak to that. The Act does not provide for that. If it is a government policy, it may come from a government policy, but if it were to strictly rely on the provisions of the Act, it does not.
But I could understand if the money is coming from the European Union, I could understand from China, I could understand from England, if that money to pay for whatever government is bidding on. But where the money is given by the Grenadian government, why should an outsider have preference over somebody in the country? No, I'm just asking.
I know.
I may not be asked, but I'm trying to get some clarity, because I'm surprised that that is all.
No, we are looking for the best provider. We are looking for who is able to give the best at the best cost and the best quality. That may or may not be your local person. And that's why we have always encouraged our local contractors to raise the standard, right? Be able to take part in this, because, and it may get worse in years to come. You know, the world, this is a global village and things are getting much smaller. So we have always encouraged them to be able to fill up the necessary forms and submit a bid so you can take part in this, right? Because the competition is out there, and this is strictly a competitive basis.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. Now, my next question would be then, what are some of the things the public should be aware of or expect in the coming year when it comes to government procurement?
Right. A couple key things. One, at the beginning of the year, they would see a list of all the intended procurement by government, right?
So that's the beginning of every year?
At the beginning of every year.
January of every year.
January of every year, right? You would see a list of what government intends to purchase. So as a supplier, you can prepare. Right? If government has to build a school, you would see, well, in particular month, government intends to begin construction of so-and-so school. If government intends to purchase some large quantities of a particular item, you would see that. Now, mind you, it is not a commitment. It is only an intention by government that to say, look, public, we have an intention to purchase or to procure these items throughout the year. That is one thing you would see. The other thing you would see is, as I said, the notice of invitation to bid. All contracts above $15,000, EC dollars, a notice would be sent out so that every supplier has an opportunity to bid. So that's the notices of to tender. You would also see the award of the contractor. That is key. So if Pastor Simon has been awarded a contract by government, that information would be publicized as to when it was awarded and the amount it was awarded for.
So everything will be made public?
Not everything, but most things
would
be made public.
So the persons who are bidding should expect in winning a bid, these are public documents, they will be made public, most of it. What's about the person winning the bid? Is there the cost of whatever government going to spend? Is that figure made public, or that is not made public?
The person winning the bid?
Yes.
The person whom the contract is awarded to. That information will be made public. The amount that contract is signed for, that will be made public information. That will be public information.
So in the case where you have grant money being given by CDB, by World Bank, by IMF, by the European Union, by the Chinese, is there a same format that is followed, or the format changes when it comes to...
No, it's the same format. In fact, they have been advocating for this levels of transparency to be implemented for a while now. So they are the one that has been really encouraging us to, this is how we have to do it. And all their rules, all their guidelines insist that this information has to be publicized. So they are fully on board with this.
But can we go to these countries, like Caribbean countries, in their own bidding? Can I, as a Grenadian, go to England and bid on a government project?
Well, by agreement, you can. By there is an agreement with the Grenada as part of CARICOM has with the European Union. It's called CARIFORUM.
Mm.
And according to that agreement, you are free to submit a bid. Now, of course, Europe has, there will be a lot of challenges along the way, standards and requirements and all those things, but nothing is preventing you from submitting a bid.
Well, I asked a question just knowing that they have the right to come and bid here in Grenada.
Exactly.
I want to know that if I had the right as a Grenadian to go and bid in their country for whatever government is putting out for bid.
You do.
Okay, well, Grenadians, you heard that. So at least there's opportunity, there's global opportunity to bid. But I did not know that piece of information, so I'm sure my listeners will. Now, as we think through the process of what is happening, where do we go from here? What are some of the things that will be happening that we need to be mindful of?
Yes, we continue to engage the public. We continue to engage and inform all the key stakeholders on the requirements of the Procurement Act, and we continue to make information available to the public. We continue to be fair and transparent with our suppliers, and we continue to make use of the technology in facilitating our procurement of goods, works and services. We intend to make the submission of a bid easier. So, because it involves a lot of paperwork. You have to fill up many forms and quite a bit of paperwork. But with the technology, it can be reduced significantly.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in a couple of years to come, a contractor would be able to submit his bid online and get the result online. Right? This is the direction we intend to go.
Mm-hmm.
And remember I said, it's not just about the procurement of goods, works and services. We also deal with the disposal of government property, right?
So you deal with the sale of government property?
We deal with the sale of government property.
Explain that.
Well, government purchase many assets and items, and at some point they become obsolete, they become surplus, or they become just not needed anymore. So the Act gives us that
authority
and lays out the procedure in disposing of those assets, right? It doesn't mean dumping, mind you. You can dispose by transfer to another entity. You can trade in. You can have an auction for sale, or you can dump if necessary, right? For example, right now we are in the process of publicizing information on government vehicles. From time to time, government sell vehicles that they no longer have use for. And we are putting up that online now, so you and the rest of the general public and even someone outside of Grenada can see that government has so and so vehicle up for sale. You can make a bid for it.
Okay. So at least you can make a bid and then decide if you're going to pursue having that vehicle. But it's a public bidding.
It is a public bidding.
But so already you're saying the transparency with the new Act is much better than it were before.
Certainly.
Then just explain to us, so how it used to work before then?
Well, before we used the newspapers. We put up a of course the newspaper is weekly. You put up a government sale of vehicle in the weekly newspaper, and sometime after that the board would open the bids and select the winner of the bid. But nowadays we have gone beyond just in the weekly newspaper. And we are looking towards the internet. It is much wider. You reach out a wider cross-section of the
public. So it's more putting things on Facebook, it's more putting things on Twitter or on a website people can go and access it and then to be able to make the decision what is best in their bid and presenting that and wait for the result from government.
Yes, that's correct.
How challenging it is, though, as you make these changes with the new Act for your department? And let me just remind our listeners, I'm speaking with the Chief Procurement Officer, Mr. Terrence Victor. How challenging it is?
Of course, the challenges would come from time to time, and one of the major challenges we face is the understanding by the general public as to what we are doing. Some see it as not necessary, some see it as being you know, government, we're trying to hide. I don't know what we're trying to hide. Some see it as that. And some people are just reluctant to accept that we are in a changing world and things have to change for the better. And they just have a difficulty in accepting these changes. Right?
Why?
I don't know. Sometimes people are frightened of technology. And when things are put on the internet, they believe, well, there is some fear that something is going to happen. But I really don't know why people have become so resistant to change like this. Because at the end of the day, we should be clearly see what the benefits are.
You're living in a changing world.
You're living in a changing world.
Mm-hmm. But from where you sit, you have seen the changes with the new act has been beneficial and helpful to you and the government, your department then, and the government, in the procurement and execution of your responsibilities.
Yes, from where I sit, it is quite clear that government can realize significant savings from these processes, right? We have cut down on wastage in many areas. We have gotten value for money. So in other words, persons who have been not doing quality work, we have been able to figure out, well, who is who and select the best for government. And we have done in many areas being much more efficient. Value for money at the end of the day, right? In a fair and transparent manner.
Okay. Well, that's very good. I'm very happy, and I'm happy that you're able to share with us and just the movement and the task that you have in helping the government and the people of Grenada save money. Because at the end of the day, it's taxpayers' money that is paid
at the
for
end of the day, it's taxpayers' money, which we really don't have much of, and we would like to save as much as we can so that we can redirect into other areas, healthcare and education,
right,
and so.
Right. That's good. Well, Mr. Terence Victor, I thank you for coming. Unless I missed something, I don't think I did, but if I do, yeah, I'll give you a chance to...
Sure, Pastor, anytime. It's quite an honor to be here on your program, and we had a good chat, and I'm looking forward to returning again sometime in the near future.
Well, it is good to have you. At least I were educated today. I didn't know that those bits could go to anybody anywhere in the world. I thought it was pretty much just people in Grenada, but you're saying pretty much government bid. It is an open bid for anybody in the world to bid for a government project or bid for, let's say, government to secure some paper.
Yeah.
That go out as a bid, and anybody anywhere.
That
if government want to get some computers, you go out and anybody anywhere.
That's right.
Could bid on it.
Transparency.
Wow.
Open.
Transparency.
Open and competitive.
And competitive bidding. All right, Mr. Terence Victor, the Chief Procurement Officer within the Ministry of Finance, who was talking to me here about what is happening within government with the new act. Where are they? The processes that is happening. He was here with us last November. And just to update us on where they are. I want to thank him for coming and sharing, and thank you for listening. I am Pastor Stanford Simon, wishing you a very blessed and enjoyable week. You can go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com, and also the government website in the Ministry of Finance. This program will be uploaded there. You can share it with your friends and family. So let us continue to enjoy the moments of really helping government work. I'm very thankful to Mr. Terence Victor for sharing with us today, Chief Procurement Officer, about what's happening there when we're ready to procure things for government, making sure we pay in the right price. Nobody, you know, kind of thief in government, as they say, thinking high because it's them alone and they have a partner inside, they making it work. That those days are done. Thank you so much, folks. You have a great day. I am so thankful to be with you. Join me next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.